being that it's 7:01, the meeting starts at 7:00. We're gonna start on time because I know time is of the essence for everyone. And this board does not want to waste people's time, so we're gonna start. Peekskill Housing Authority Board of Trustees, public hearing. Can we have a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Simpkins?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas?
Present.
Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner Houston?
Present.
Commissioner Rainey?
Present.
Commissioner Martinez?
Present.
Commissioner Simmons?
Present.
Good evening, everyone. This is the public hearing for 2023-2027 five-year annual plan and update internal control policy. This is time for public comments and hearing on the five-year annual plan and the internal control policy. Any public comments?
I thought we had a revised agenda.
That's why she referred to, yeah, that's a hearing, they gotta combine it.
Are you saying that the public?
Public comments, yeah.
Okay, they didn't, okay.
So, can I have a motion to adjourn the public hearing?
The resolution.
Oh, sorry. I'm gonna read the resolution for 9/4/22. For the five-year plan. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approving five-year and annual plan for the fiscal year of April 2023 to March 2027. Whereas the Public Housing Authority is required by the Department of Housing and Urban Development HUD to submit a five-year annual plan, and whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority has passed this five-year and annual plan in compliance with Section 511 of the Quality Housing and Work Responsibility Act of 1998 and ensuring HUD requirements, and whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority advertised in one local newspaper and made the five-year and annual plan available for public review, and whereas the Board of Commissioners for Peekskill Housing Authority has reviewed, discussed, and approved the five-year annual plan. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority hereby approve and accept the five-year annual plan for the five fiscal years of 2023 to 2027, and the annual portion of the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2023. Can I get a motion to accept this resolution?
Make a motion that we accept the resolution approval of the five-year annual plan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any extensions? With none? We can move along. We're gonna read the next one too, right, Janine? We're gonna read the next one. Authority resolution approving updated internal control policy. Whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority has updated the internal control policy, and whereas the Peekskill Housing Authority advertised in a local paper that the copy of the internal control policy was available for public review from July 20th, 2023 through August 19th, 2023, and a copy could be obtained in the main office at Bowman Towers, 807 Main Street, Peekskill, New York, Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. And whereas the Public Housing Authority held a public hearing on September 21st, 2023, to discuss the updated internal control policy, now therefore be resolved that the Peekskill City Housing approved the updated internal control policy. Can I get a motion to accept the Peekskill Housing Authority resolution approving updated internal control policy?
Before you do that, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. I did have one question when I read this, and I don't remember if I asked it at our last meeting. The second section of the policy asks, Peekskill Housing Authority shall maintain and periodically review at least annually policies related to personnel, procurement, rentals, blah, 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 blah. What personnel policies are currently in place? I mean, it just sort of blankets and says personnel policies. What specific policies are currently in place that would be reviewed annually?
Well, all the policies should be reviewed annually, the internal control policy being one of the personnel policies. And there is an actual personnel policy that was found and is being reviewed.
How old is that?
I believe it was 2014 was the last time. So that is...
And what is that personnel policy, could I ask?
What do you mean?
What specifically is it? I mean, a personnel policy that addresses what? I mean, normally there would be like an employee handbook mm-hmm. that addresses everything, you know, soup to nuts related to staffing and
yes.
and do's and don'ts. So does it have a specific title? What is this called? Just so we can know what is going to be reviewed annually.
I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
I have it, just not with me.
And is that the only personnel policy?
No, there's also a maintenance policy as well.
And is that the same year, about 2014?
Yes.
So there's two separate policies.
So the maintenance policy is more maintenance controls mm-hmm. And what's expected of the maintenance employees. And the personnel policy is more of a blanket personnel, civil service rules, things of that nature, but not like specific to roles. But I will get back to you on that.
Okay. One last question. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Also, there I think it was number 7 spoke about different roles that the senior office assistant, mm-hmm. the executive director, so on and so on. Do you currently have official documented mm-hmm. job descriptions?
Yes.
Other than what's here? Is that part of your personnel packet?
It is not. It is, our job descriptions are written by Westchester County.
And that's what you stick to?
Yes.
So this is going to be in addition to?
Yes.
Okay. But it doesn't, does it state that?
When you say in addition to,
I mean, is whatever is put here, is mm-hmm. this what's included in the
it's more specific than the county's job description. The county pretty much says, you know, the office staff, like, it's not as specific as the internal controls. So internal controls is really how we make sure that everything runs smoothly and that things aren't, you know, convoluted, that it's separated through different titles.
Okay. So my question would be, as an employee mm-hmm. who would be in one of these roles, how do you as an employee know what to follow?
By the policies. I mean, they're given to every employee, you know, with the job
descriptions. I'm just saying, one should, don't you think one should relate to the other? I mean, mm-hmm. there's no tag, is there a tagline I'm not reading that relates to in addition to your...
Gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just in trying to protect
yes.
the PHA all the way around, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, if if you have a new employee, I see we have new, two new employees, right? And when they're getting their job description, how are they, what are they getting, and how are they going to know what to follow?
Gotcha.
Right?
Right.
If they fail to do something, and let's say you want to discipline them, or write them up, or draw that to their attention, it shows up on their review, whatever, and they're like, I don't know what that is, I never got that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So those are the two issues that I have, because I don't think it's good to have things blanketed. I think it's better to have things specific and relate specifically to whatever is already in place. And if this is a revision of or in addition to it, I think overall it works out better for everybody.
Gotcha.
Has been my experience.
And I highly take that, because I know that you're in that work.
and that's really all I had. I don't know if how everyone else feels about that, and in pushing that this forward without first addressing those other issues personally. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel.
And I understand what you're saying too, because when you're saying that how it would, you know, what civil service says, but in different jobs there's different criterias, and, you know, so we want to make sure not just the blanket one, but the specifics, because the job that you're in, so there's, you know, so there's...
Right, and if there's one that already exists, right, it should at least make reference to, like, are these in addition to, are these a revision of, I think there should be a tagline in there that specifically addresses that. So as, you know, your staff specifically knows what their roles and responsibilities are to, you know, you and to the tenants.
Perfect.
So I guess we can actually table this resolution until the next board meeting, where we can officially have those tabs and all the information inputted there, so we can have an additive vote and know what we voted on. Yeah. So everything be in black and white, so we won't have to be convoluted in the future, so everybody will know their roles.
Yeah. I think it would be really helpful if could we also get a whatever it is that you have, because I think we won't really know what the next step is and how we can better assist without seeing what's there and how we can tighten it up. Help you
the policies.
Gotcha. Help you to tighten it up.
Yeah. All the policies. You got it. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Being that, with that being said, we will table a resolution for the approval of the updated internal control policies, and then until they are revised to the board's discretion. Thank you.
I just had a quick question that's not as detailed as that. Is there a reason we don't display what the local paper is that we use?
What's the Journal News?
What was it?
Journal News.
Okay. Right here.
Okay.
Thank you. That was it for me.
Okay. Can I make have a motion to adjourn the public hearing section of this meeting?
Make a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
Thank you. It has been properly moved and seconded, and we are now going into the meeting of Peekskill Housing Authority Monthly Board Commission Meeting, September 21st, 2023. Can I have a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Simpkins?
Yes.
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas?
Present.
Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner Houston?
Present.
Commissioner Rainey?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Present.
Commissioner Simmons?
Present.
Approve one of the minutes from July 20th, 2023. We have a motion to approve the minutes from July 2023. We have nine. Approval of the minutes.
I guess that's me. Houston in the house? I make a motion that we accept the monthly meeting minutes of July 20th, 23.
One second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That being said, moving right along. Correspondents, we have none at this time. Now, they have the executive director report. The interim director.
Good evening. The total revenue the Housing Authority received from HUD in August was $164,821. The other revenue we received was $3,980. Total tenant charges was $158,318. Total collected from the residents, $140,645. And the all outstanding tenant charges for not just the month, but all outstanding, $1,074,002. Bills paid in August, it was a three pay month, but everything was pretty much consistent. And the only extraordinary thing we paid was the pilot payment of $40,280, which is quarterly. And the total expenses for August was $265,486. We did receive we did pay out $9,285 for the Ross grant, which is salary and expenses. And the capital fund project for the architect fees for the Dunbar Heights bathroom project, $18,000. We did wind up recouping that money from HUD as well. So. The court proceedings for August, there were five residents in court with a balance of $11,371. There was one eviction and one stipulation. Outstanding balance $432,237 from the residents that were sent to court from December 2022 to August 2023. Work orders, August, there was 114 calls. As of this report, there were five outstanding, so 109 were completed or closed out.
What were the, because for the most part, the previous months, everything seems to be complete. What were the five outstanding?
Usually at the, by this time you would see them all completed, but usually they're not completed as of the report.
Okay.
So it's not like an odd thing to happen. A lot of times people call at the end of the month and their work orders aren't completed till the beginning of the next month, so. Tenant payment agreement listing. We continue to offer tenant payment agreements at every site. Right now, the remaining amount is $380,978.83 for all three sites. Unit turnovers. At the time of this report, there were nine vacants. We do have some that are set up to be leased in November and the middle of September. We're working with contractors to get the other units ready for tenancy. We're working off of our waiting list now, trying to get people housed. And the,
how is the turnaround time usually? I mean, granted, it's not destroyed top to bottom.
Right.
What would be the process from, like, looking at the list and getting a tenant signed at least
in?
Are we trying to do it in, like, a month or two?
We try, definitely. I would like to do less than a month.
Yeah.
You know, private housing is usually about 14 days. But, you know, getting the contractors, the right contractors that don't charge an arm and a leg and don't do, you know, good work. We try to work with contractors we know, but we actually did bid out 4 apartments. So one company right now is doing those apartments and we'll see how they work out. Hopefully we can have them on board because they're a pretty big company. And they should be done within 2.5 weeks for one unit. So, and they're not doing one at a time, they're doing them all at once. Yeah. So hopefully they'll work out a little better because the turnaround time is very long right now.
Yeah.
And we were short staffed with maintenance through the summer. So that hit us hard too. So thank you. Vacancies as of August 31st, the Housing Authority is 95% occupied with 261 units out of 274. The extermination summary, July and August, in July there was 2 bed bug exterminations, and in August there were 3. Those have been remedied, so hopefully no new ones. Tenant accounts receivable. So past due for August, 121 people in Bowman owed $512,255. Dunbar Heights, 82 out of 96, owed $384,316. 27 people from Turnkey out of 33 owed $177,431, which comes to a total of 230 tenants, which is 84% of public housing residents, owe $1,074,002. The Pisco Police Department incident reports. They report activity from August 1st through August 7th. Bowman Towers had a total of 29 visits, 24 patrol follow-up, 5 other. Dunbar Heights had 32 visits, 25 patrol follow-up, 7 other. The other incidents are listed on the bottom. PHA activity from August 15th through the 21st. Bowman Towers had 21 visits with 11 patrol and follow-up and 10 others. Dunbar Heights, 19 visits, 18 patrol follow-up and 1 other. And those are listed on the bottom as well. ERAP update. The PHA has received a payment for a couple of households. And as of August 31st, PHA has received payments for a total of 8 households, totaling $27,242.05. The other 31 households still have a balance of $290,720.95, but hopefully, you know, it keeps coming. Capital Fund Program 5-year Action Plan, which was just voted on. Annually, PHA receives formula-driven capital funds for such thing as management, deferred maintenance, development, modernization, etc. A condition of the funding is that PHA prepare a 5-year action plan, which has to be rolled over each year to show a summary of PHA's anticipated projects and expected expenditures for 5 years. PHA was recently awarded the 2023 capital funds of $1,011,878 and is removing the 2022 action plan to add the 2027 capital fund action plan in order to create the updated 5-year action plan. So, for the capital funds, 23 to 27, in the year 2027, we anticipate there's always 20% to operating, and then as listed last month, maintenance truck, paint all units, all sites, sidewalk repair all sites, Bowman Towers replace refrigerators and stoves, Dunbar second play area and equipment, and back door awnings, And the anticipated cost is, again, $1,011,878. And the action plan was publicly noticed from June 28th to July 28th. And a public hearing was held before this meeting, and a resolution has passed. New staff. PHA welcomes Mr. Lavelle Collins as new office staff member and Mr. Laz Rodriguez as the new maintenance laborer. Mr. Collins will soon have Dunbar office hours to take rent payments, offer assistance in getting leases signed, hands-on assistance with Rent Cafe, head tenant meetings, and offer any help tenants may need. He can be reached at the office number. Right now, he's just doing 3 days a week until he becomes permanent with civil service. Internal control policy, we will revisit that. The new answering service, PHA has implemented a new answering service, SAS. Callers will speak with a live person, either if the office misses your call or for after-hour emergencies. All calls are recorded for quality assurance, along with dates and times, and all this information is recorded on their portal for review by myself to ensure proper, smoother callback times and attention to each caller. Language Line. PHA has entered into a contract with Language Line Service. Their certified service offers video and audio translation in real time using an iPad or through a telephone in as many as 260 plus languages. This service will assist staff in effective communication with non-English speakers to be compliant in all PHA matters. Right now, we have out to bid the laundry at Turnkey and Bowman. Proposals are due October 2nd, and the contract is set to be awarded November 1st after a board resolution at the October 19th board meeting, or sooner. The pending grants, Dunbar Heights bathrooms, architects and environmentalists are still doing some sample tests of all bathroom floors and walls as part of the pre-construction. The timeline for the first phase is to go out to bid in November for a contractor and bring in the recommended construction company to the board in January. Dunbar Heights kitchens. I've reached out to the HUD rep designated specifically for this project and have not received a response yet as of the date of this report and as of today as well. I did follow up but haven't heard anything. Dunbar Heights porches, work on replacing railings and stringers with the current company is completed. All punch items still outstanding will be credited back to PHA in order to complete construction. 2023 Emergency Safety and Security Grant. In May of 23, on behalf of the PHA, I applied for the HUD Safety and Security Grant. On September 14th, PHA was notified that HUD intends to award fiscal year 23 Emergency Safety and Security Grant to the Peekskill Housing Authority. The total grant amount is $83,104 for the purchase of surveillance cameras and fencing at PHA-wide developments to improve the health and safety of residents.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. The cameras, correct? Mm-hmm. You're gonna have cameras? Mr. Shrugging up? The safety security system? Mm-hmm. Who's monitoring the cameras?
Office and the police department. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Office during the day, police at night?
Yes. Well, they can do it anytime they want. And maintenance has the current cameras on their phones, so they can monitor them anytime.
Okay.
Like if there's an incident, they can go back. You know.
Okay.
All of maintenance has had access for the security cameras.
The foreman.
Oh, the foreman.
Yeah. Okay. And one thing I wanted to add was I recently entered into a contract with Robeson for the turnkey 1719 and 1431 boiler service. and Robeson is coming September 29th to service those boilers. And I'm looking to do so for Bowman and Dunbar Heights as well. And honorable mention, we had Family Day back in, oh gosh, when was that?
August.
August already? It was a great event. Everybody had a lot of fun. Atmosphere was filled with positivity and unity as residents came together to celebrate. The event showcased remarkable progress we have made in bringing our community together. And it was a testament to the unwavering dedication of our board, staff, volunteers, and community members. So, great job.
Yep. Good.
Fun stuff. Hoping to do more events in the future.
Yes, I just wanted to, if you don't mind, going back to the staff, in regards to Mr. Collins.
Yes.
Soon have an office hours. So where will the office be? Oh, that's, you gotta clean that out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when are we looking at that for him?
Civil Service will let me know.
Oh, okay. So you have to wait for after the test.
Right now he's part time.
Okay.
And then once they approve, it's an old title that we used to have. Do you remember who used to have that title? No. Resident Initiatives Coordinator.
Say what?
Resident Initiatives Coordinator.
All right,
I think it was maybe
Audrey.
I think it was.
A fancy word, girl.
Right. Audrey Peterson, I believe, had that title.
Tenant coordinator.
She had tenant coordinator. So then it must have been Ms. Reed.
Yeah.
So they had abolished that title. The Pisgah Housing Authority abolished it and put in tenant relations aid.
Okay.
So I had to just differentiate the two titles.
Okay.
And he's working on it. So.
Oh, okay. So once he does everything, maybe he'll come out here and like introduce himself to
yes, absolutely.
The tenant, so they'll know who he is and
yes.
What he's going to be doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
No problem. That is all.
Thank you. Okay, we're moving right along to the
counselor's
report.
Just to let you know what we've been working on, I've set up a regular schedule where I've been meeting with Ms. Phelan and the office staff to keep things moving. We've been working on both non-payments with bringing waves of non-payment proceedings, and we've been going to court on those. Our goal is, if it's possible, once you bring these, is to work with the tenant and or their counsel to see if they can tap into available funds, whether it be DSS, whether it be legal services has a STEP program where they make some money available to people they represent, Bridge Fund, WRO, whoever it is, to cobble together some sort of lump sum, and then we'd be willing to do stipulations for payments of the balances. So we've been trying to do those in batches to work through the backlog of those who owe funds. We've also been bringing proceedings for those cases where there's tenants, where there's been significant violations, either maintenance, annoyance of other tenants, smoking, and another one is unauthorized occupancy where the people in the apartment are not on the lease or extra people are there when they're not reported. So we've been pursuing those. We've been bringing cases in court. We've had some evictions. The most recent one was an unauthorized occupant, was not on the lease and wasn't authorized to be in the apartment. And we, even though there are orders to show cause where sometimes people can go back to court, we find that if we keep pressing forward on these matters for the ones where you have to get possession, we can ultimately do that. And hopefully most of the non-payments, it's very easy to say you put someone out and they owe a lot of money. That doesn't do good for the Housing Authority. If there's funds that can be tapped into and then can get going by bringing a non-payment proceeding, that's what we're going to do, and we'll continue to work through it in waves. So that's what I've been working on.
Okay, unfinished business. Do we have anything from last month unfinished that we didn't get that? New business, resolution 4/9/2023, July monthly bills. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed for July 2023. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority administer their responsibility of monitoring the PHA's expenditures. And whereas the bills for the period of July 2023 are listed in the bills list attached. And whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the bills list. And whereas the Board of Commissioners' questions and/or concerns regarding certain bills in the list have been resolved. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in the bills list for July 2023. Can I get a motion to accept the resolution approving the payment of monthly bills for July 2023?
Make a motion to accept the resolution as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so that resolution goes through. I will be reading the resolution for August monthly bills. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approving the payment of the monthly bills as listed for August 2023. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority administer their responsibility of monitoring the PHA's expenditures. And whereas the bills for the period of August 2023 are listed in the bills list attached. And whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the bill list. And whereas the Board of Commissioners' questions and/or concerns regarding certain bills in the list have been resolved. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in the bills list for August 2023. Can I get a motion to accept, to approve the resolution approving the payment for monthly bills as listed for August 2023?
I make a motion to accept the resolution as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, that resolution. We go to the next resolution. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution regarding civil service appointments of Assistant Director. Whereas Janine Fairman, that's how you pronounce your last name? Is serving as interim executive director. And whereas Janine Fairman has been provisionally employed by the Peekskill Housing Authority for 2.5 years as assistant director. And whereas the Board of Commissioners wishes to change the status to permanent assistant director, Assistant Director Housing Authority as a direct result of having passed the civil service exam and in reachable category. Whereas the probationary period will be set at a minimum 12 weeks and will be completed while concurrently serving in the temporary title of executive director recording officer. Now therefore be resolved that effective September 16, 2023, the Board of Commissioners approve a civil servant status change for Janine Fairman to permanent assistant director with probation to be completed by August 9, 2023. Can I get a motion to accept the resolution regarding civil service appointment of assistant director?
Yes, I move to accept resolution civil service appointment of assistant director as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Again, none. We can move right along.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now we will have a presentation by the People's Choice Communication Wi-Fi.
Should I just stand somewhere?
Yes, please.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. My name is Troy Walcott, People's Choice Communications. I'll give you a little bit of background about our company. Our company is made up of a group of IBEW Local 3 members. We work for Time Warner Cable, built out most of the cable system in New York City before Spectrum took over. When Spectrum took over in 2016, they immediately started to attack the union part of the workforce, which was our staff. In 2017, the entire union part of the staff ended up going on strike. This coming year, this will be like the seventh year of that strike. Shortly into the strike, we saw that we had to do something different, so the workers banded together and decided to pull our money together to put together a business plan. The business plan was to create a municipal option so the city could own the cable system. We presented it to elected officials, they liked it, but nobody took it and proceeded with it. So from there we said, you know what, we know how to do the work, we already built out the system the first time, the customers are tired of what the cable companies are doing, so let's join with the customers and rebuild the system again, this time with the workers and the owners as the workers and the customers as owners of the system, and that's what People's Choice Communications has started. I think it was the third year of our strike was the height of the pandemic, and now everybody can see how much people needed internet. So there was a philanthropic effort to try to, you know, get people online, and there were people looking to get the work done, but nobody can do it, and we were looking to get to go back to do our work, and we had no place to do it. We met and we started building out these systems. So through that process, in a large portion of the Bronx, Upper Manhattan, we started to build out these systems, specifically in underserved areas. At this time, there was also the emergency broadband benefit put into place, where they were giving a certain amount of money to give people relief for some of their bills. The price of our service is so low that that benefit actually covers the entire cost of the service, so the people we provide a service to were able to get service for free from us. And of course, with that benefit, we dug a little deeper and tapped into benefits that allow them to get free devices, or we'll be able to secure laptops for them. So that's what we continue to do for everyone that we serve right now. And specifically, we've been doing it in underserved areas, people that qualify for the program that moved from emergency broadband benefit to what's called now the Affordable Connectivity Program. You might have heard of it mentioned as ACP. So now, from what they said that we couldn't do that we already started doing now, we have a model in place. We want to continue and do that and build more. There was a effort to be able to build out here in Peekskill as well through ESD, Empire State Development. For some reason, they decided not to go forward with that program. We, on our end, decided that we still wanted to do it. So we decided to take our money specifically and invest and try to start building out to the programs that they had planned for Peekskill as well. I know when I spoke to Janine, she spoke as well as, well, is this something that you can also do for Dunbar? So I said, well, we will have to look at it and see if, you know, something that's possible. And that's the reason why we're here tonight, to kind of get an idea of our company, what we do, and try to see if it's something that the residents here would want us to bring to them as well. So one of the biggest things about our company is, unlike a normal cable company, we're trying to use the cable company as a tool. A lot of people we serve share common problems across different, you know, geographic areas, but the problems are still the same. So to be able to use something like a cable company, as powerful as a cable company, and have an ownership of that and use that as a tool gives all those people a certain amount of power that they didn't have before anyway. So what people will normally pay is their cable bill. We take that money and portions of it we reinvest back into the same communities that we service. So we created stuff like a digital stewardship program where we hire people from the communities that we serve to be able to work for the company, and that way they can express the things that we bring to from the company to the community to them and give us feedback from the community of what more things they need from us. And we want to be able to advance that to do things like education and training. We found out that once we started giving people internet, a lot of people that didn't have it didn't know how to use it, so we put small like training programs in place where elderly people who weren't connected now knew how to use it and they got more involved in using the internet. So we have plans of advancing that. We look to take people from the communities we serve in and have somebody voted by the members onto a board. That board for the advisory can be able to sit with the company to make sure that we're not just starting another big cable company. The main thing to do is to make sure that the cost for cable doesn't, we don't just turn to another cable company. And if we have both people sitting on the board, where it's the customer and the workers, you have that balance where the cable bill never goes back to the crazy point where it's at now, and it stays the tool that we created. So now the goal is just to try to take that model and expand it, and this is the next location we're looking to see if they'd be interested in building out to. So that's a synopsis of people's choice communication.
So you said that you had plans to do something in Peekskill, but it got overturned, you're saying?
Well, it wasn't our plan. It was Empire State Development had a plan to be able to do work, and Wi-Fi was part of it, but they said that they no longer were going forward with that part of the plan.
So this wasn't anything to do with DRI?
Yes.
Okay, so it wasn't part of DRI.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess you're just asking for permission to, I guess, look at this location to see what service you could potentially provide? Is that what you're asking for tonight?
Right. It would be a survey to see how we would provide service here, and also to get some feedback from the residents if this is something that they think that they would want. Because that's a big part of it as well.
Cool. I'm for, exploring.
Mm-hmm. Are you still union, or are you open shop?
We are union members, but People's Choice Communication is not yet union. We don't have enough members yet to join any union. So we're Local 3 members, because we're still on strike, but we're not union, if that really makes sense.
So your plan is to try to get Wi-Fi in Dunbar area for the people who can't afford the regular cable company's Wi-Fi?
Not Wi-Fi specifically, just internet.
Internet,
right.
Okay,
so,
internet.
Yeah,
okay.
It is to be able to bring internet, just like the cable company would normally do, is just basically another option.
Okay.
But this option is an option they can have ownership.
How much lower rate?
I was gonna say, is there a discount?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like because we don't really have all the tenants here, your
yes, of course.
Presentation sounds good,
right.
But we would definitely have to maybe reschedule.
Yeah.
Where we would have the tenants, and just so that they can also ask questions, because I heard everything, but everything was like this.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we, bring it to them in a way that they can understand exactly what you're presenting and what how that would affect them.
Yeah, and if you agree, something like this is always hard to get that many people in one place to be able to try to get any message across. Things like this, we usually look to do something like a survey, but we would probably have to go door to door, maybe leave hangers on the door so people get notified, and we could direct them to maybe a Zoom meeting where people can get an idea of exactly what's going on and find out if they want to participate, how many residents are total in the building, and what that participation rate is.
Yeah, I would say we should start the process, because these things take a long time, and people will get edified as we move along, especially with that type of labor that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's like guerrilla marketing.
And what I wanted to ask, because I know Tuesday some of the residents was talking about, somebody came by and gave me a laptop. Was that you guys?
It wasn't us, because we had real services.
Oh, okay. Well, they was like, I got a brand new laptop. So it's so ironic that you were coming and talking about that.
That's weird.
Be wary of that now that you mentioned that. We did have one of the, especially when the program started, one of the other buildings that we were working at, upstart companies will come and take advantage of that ACP program and get people to take devices, because there's only a one-time credit. They were giving people tablets and telling them, you can get free internet. It would last for a couple of months. Service wasn't well, but now once they took that and used their credit, when we came back and were trying to give them actual laptops, their credit was gone and they weren't able to use it.
Oh,
so just be mindful to tell people of when they sign up for some of that stuff, just be wary.
Okay.
The question, is there a threshold of potential participation you need before you can go ahead? What is it?
Yeah, that's also case by case. So based on the deployment needed for the service, how much of a build out we need to do, and the amount of residents, and then we just calculate from there. But we, no matter what, the cable company has, it builds out regardless. So just because we're starting up is different, so we also have to be able to make sure that the funders that are going to fund it are going to be able to do it, so it has to make sense mathematically. Eventually we'll get there no matter what, but the question is how much can we do, how quickly?
Do you have other clients in Westchester?
No, this will actually be our first venture outside of New York City.
And I guess, those clients that you have worked with, I guess you wouldn't have a problem with us reaching out and
Not at all.
Okay.
We actually have a situation now. One of the biggest things that happened to us with this build-out, NYCHA is one of the biggest housing developers in New York City, and one of the biggest developments that we actually built out to. During the change of administrations of mayor, they decided to go in a different direction where instead of, they had hired a lot of small companies during the pandemic to try to, you know, resolve this problem. After the change of administration, they decided instead to come up with a plan, Big Apple Connect, where they were going to, you know, give everybody in those housing development service, which is a good plan because they can do it quicker, the service is already there. The only bad thing was, for companies like ours, they first said that they weren't going to put that program in place in places we work, because of course it would hurt the companies just built out, but instead they changed their mind. So companies like ours, they not only put the service in the building, which was fine, but they also told companies like ours, you know what, we're going in a different direction, so we want you to stop, remove your equipment, and no longer provide the service to people that have it. So we have like a petition of hundreds of people that are asking why the choice has been taken away from them, but with the, that's basically them, I mean, us trying to go back against the city now. So the people, and it's funny because the cable system that's supposed to have years of experience, I built it too, so, but supposed to be entrenched in those areas are in place now, and they're getting it for free from them, but they're still asking when can they get our service back. So, I mean, it's at least a good testament to us to let us know that what we were providing, the people wanted.
And when you use this term build out, like, do you literally mean like running your own lines or?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, that's.
Do you have a business card or a website?
Website, yes, and I have some flyers for everyone if they want it, English and Spanish.
Mike, can you get out the flyers? And I think that a survey will be good so you can get a kind of poll the tenants and what the needs are for them.
Just let me know if anybody in Spanish can have an issue.
It's shiny.
It's brown.
I didn't notice.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
You don't need one, do you, Janine?
I'll share with Tatum. I'm good, thank you.
Does anybody else? Okay. Does anybody else want one? English or Spanish?
Spanish.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just so they can have an idea, but presentation is everything. you know what I mean?
So, two suggestions. Maybe you should have a survey go out to the tenants here, and maybe you can meet with Commissioner Houston to find out when there's a tenant meeting that more of the tenants that will welcome that are here in Dunbar will come out to, and you give them an individual presentation.
Okay.
So they can definitely hear about your services.
Yeah. So I figured the best way to come here is to come and find out from you all what's the best way to try to implement the survey and find out from people how to get that done.
And then see how to move forward.
So how will we go about implementing the survey?
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, so you're saying he can go?
My normal process, and just from looking at the layout of the development, would be to come and knock or every door and put a door hanger on every door for people we can speak to. Probably that door hanger would direct people to probably a Zoom meeting where we can give them information and then give a small presentation and ask and answer any questions.
Okay. So the survey is going to be, it's not going to be an internal thing. That's what it is. Okay. So it's before the foundation. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my thought anyway. Take suggestion of what that is going to
be. Do you have a card specifically, or do you have a particular way to contact
me directly?
You or somebody in your, you know, one of your coworkers directly, yeah. That would be very helpful.
The email on the flyer, you can contact us directly, but if you need mine directly as well, I can give it to you.
Okay. Yeah, because whose number is here on the bottom?
Is that family?
212 number?
Yeah. That's our number. If it's the 212 number, that's our company number.
Okay.
But that'll get you to like customer service. If you need a phone number from me, I can give it to you as well. Okay. If everybody wants it, if you want to write it down now.
Yes, that would be nice.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
347 688 8119.
And what's your name again?
Troy Walker.
Troy.
WALCOTT.
Where are you headquartered?
New York. Most of our build out is in the Bronx and Manhattan.
And in the Bronx and in Manhattan, what agency or company or clientele have you worked with specifically?
NYCHA would be the biggest one, and we also did other supportive housing. We did some work with Breaking Ground. Churches and schools were actually the anchor organizations that helped us start putting up during the pandemic. Did other supportive housing. I'm not sure if I could name that one as well, because I know this. But mainly supportive housing. With NYCHA being the biggest.
So you connect them more with nonprofit organizations?
Well, nonprofits is something we would like to. Yes. Well, we have even residential buildings that are not supportive housing, but supportive housing are our biggest, I would say, developments that we service. But it doesn't have to be supportive housing. The plan is to be able to replicate what we did when we were the cable company. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to like be selective and not service, but the people who are needed it the most is where we went to first. And obviously kind of that's the same places that we are from. So we want to service the people that need it the most. That's our goal. And then of course we have to service everyone else as we go along as well.
So I just wanted to ask, so the company or the workers and then the tenants are kind of building the company together, is that what you're saying?
Correct. We don't have enough of the customers yet to be able to get on, to get them to where we want to have them come in and participate, but the goal is to be able to build to that point. So we want to be able to get more customers so we can start having them kind of vote in people to the advisory board. And we were able to start the digital stewardship program, so we have that going, but we want to keep going on the vision of what we have.
So this is a cooperative model?
Yeah. The only thing with the cooperative part of this is when the cooperatives usually take the cooperative money and distribute it back amongst the entire cooperative, ours is slightly different, where we take that money and invest it specifically back into the investment, into the development. So instead of distributing to individuals, we want to do things like participatory budgeting, where we take money, put it to the side, and people vote on what they want to do with the money. Like, do we want to build a daycare? Do we want to fix the playground? Yeah. So more impactful.
Yeah. Right.
So we don't have any soliciting issues on this site, right?
We can put something out that it's an approved solicitation.
Yeah. Top of the building, they can't be in
there. Like, what?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
the
time.
Now it's time for tenants' comments and concerns. Any tenants that have a comment or concern, please state your name and your place of residence. Yes.
Ernest Lessing, 1131 Park Street, Turnkey, and I keep my tongue low, because I can talk. But I do have a couple of issues that I'm not understanding. As you know, it was reported to you guys down at the office, the water heater. Now, I didn't have to take a couple of bird baths in the morning, which is not cold water. And it seems like I had to have somebody turn the cold water on in the morning for the water to get hot. And I'm not understanding, that water supposed to stay hot all the time. It's like, I don't know if it's a timer on it, or if it's a part, or something that's broke, why it's not fixed, because this has been going on for a while. And I don't feel that it's fair to us as tenants that we don't have that. As you know, I got a grandson in my home. Got a baby in my house. We got to sterilize stuff. You can't sterilize with cold water. You can't do it. And it shouldn't be like that. I don't even understand why it's not fixed. And I'm going to just go to get the other one off my chest. The laundry room. Now, this has been going on for at least a year. Now, we don't have no laundry room right now. What's the process of, if it's under contract and something's not working, why it's not being fixed? Or why they not, to me, that's a break, you're breaking your contract. Dump them, get them out. Now, I know that might not be so easy. There might be some legal matters you have to go through. But to me, once somebody who y'all are paying to put these machines in here, and they don't fix it, that to me, that contract is dead. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to get somebody else that will do the thing. Now, for the time I've been here, every time a machine is broke, the numbers go up. Explain to me, why is this, it's taking so long? It's not fair to the tenants, period. And then I'm gonna throw one more, I'm sorry. I'm gonna throw one more out there. Now, some years back, the windows, the siding on that building been there since the place was built. The installation is terrible. And I know you guys must have a high order, because during the winter months, I got to put blankets up to my windows to keep the heat in. I was here when they put them windows in, and it was the cheapest, it's garbage. When are they going to insulate the building properly? This is since 1973. This building been standing. And that's basically for me, the issues I'm having with it, and why some of this stuff haven't been taken care of yet, and how much longer it's going to take.
You said when the machines break, the numbers go up.
That's the same question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I said machine, if a machine is broke, like I think at one time, you know, we know COVID was crazy, so every time a machine had to get fixed, it was down. They fixed it, like paying $160, and next thing you know, it's $2.60.
They increased the price of the, they increased the price.
So what is the policy as far as, you know, responding to work orders being put in? As far as like what they have negotiated with the laundry company. Mm-hmm. Like, do they have a
That's on the thing, though, right?
Mm-hmm. So basically, when we're alerted that a machine is out, we put in a ticket with the laundry company, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to come out within 24 hours.
They're supposed to come within 24 hours?
Correct. Yeah. Okay, and so, they haven't been, obviously, and that's why we're looking for a new laundry company.
Okay. And so, but as far as policy is concerned, mm-hmm. so there's no recourse, or like I mean, if you're signing a deal and you're saying, well, you got to come in 24 hours, and you know, it's been a week. I mean,
well, they pay us, so we don't pay them. So I don't understand what recourse.
Well, the thing is that that's why I'm asking, like, mm-hmm. what is the agreement?
We drop them. I mean, you know, we just have to give them 30-day notice and get rid of them.
Yeah,
because they're not holding up their part of the deal.
Maybe not necessarily policy, more of a process question.
Right.
If we have an agreement saying you're supposed to repair this within 24 hours, and it's not repaired within 24 hours, is there? I mean, you're saying we wait 30 days and say we're done with you, but there's no type of accountability on the other person's the business end, basically.
No, I've asked for new machines, because the machines that break down, I mean, it cycles through, so it's multiple times that one machine has broken down. Can we get new machines at this point? And I was basically told no, because we're in a contract, which doesn't make any sense.
So you're saying there's no penalty, basically?
For them?
On their end?
Just to get rid of them. That's the penalty. It's to get a new company.
That's a process, because now they got to.
But what happens in the interim with the residents? Like, while we're trying to figure out, we're going to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Takes 30 days.
Oh.
Laundry's still broken.
Mm-hmm.
So what options do the tenants necessarily have while
right now
we're figuring all of that out, right?
So we haven't stopped trying to get them to come to repair the machines.
Uh-huh.
But besides that, you know, it's. Do you have washers, Mr. Lessinger?
We got nothing.
You don't
What's
have washers?
Ernest. Lessinger.
Mm-hmm. Not just the dryers, the washers too.
Nothing. You can't even use the card machine.
What's his last name?
Card machine is broke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is
Lessinger.
The reason I'm asking, mm-hmm. I feel. When you put in a contract,
mm-hmm.
you put in what you want. Don't be holding standard about this is what
right.
we're doing. If it don't work, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this process shouldn't have to be this long.
Right. I agree. Absolutely.
You know, if you got to send them a letter and get y'all got 30 days to get this thing out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do the manual. You should have that option.
Yeah.
Not that, to me, it sounds like you're locked into a contract that you don't really have to be.
Right.
I
agree.
They're not really incentivized to. I'll get there when I get there. Mm-hmm. Right? But if we were saying, well, you know what? Well, if these people have to go off site, you know, there's going to be a reimbursement fee. You know, those type of things is like, oh, no. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. No matter if it's 1 o'clock in the morning, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they don't want the cost being, you know, on them. So, I mean, I guess moving forward, we should probably look at structuring the, you know, a better deal that's more mm-hmm. pro tenant and just
mm-hmm. yeah.
kind of avoiding these type of issues.
Yeah, there
is both the turnkeys to the
Bowman.
So
yeah. And
can I ask a question? Maybe I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
The laundry contracts, like all contracts for housing, would be at will, right? Now, but the machines in these laundry rooms, they pay us in order to make money there. We don't like hire a company to provide the service. They want the service in our location and they'll pay like a rent, right?
Yeah, but from what we're hearing, this is not a good deal.
No, I know, but I mean, we mm-hmm. don't really have a contract to worry about breaking, is what I mean, right? We just, it's at will, they're not providing the job.
Well, they are supposed to service their own machines. We don't touch their machines. Maintenance has nothing to do with their machines. If something, like I said, if something breaks down, it's their company's responsibility to fix the machines. So yes, you're correct. In the new proposal that I put out, I made sure to put in there, you know, if a machine breaks down X amount of times, a replacement will come, you know. Certain things that I've noticed since all this craziness has been happening, I definitely will be looking at the contracts and making it our own contract, because I don't know who wrote the last contract. I've seen it, you know, but it's not a good,
yeah,
it's not in favor of the tenants, the contract
right.
is not.
Because even if the machine is serviced, if we have to say, oh, you know what, we're going to hire somebody and then you're going to have to.
Right.
You know.
And they said, oh, your contract auto-renewed. And I said, hold on there, because that's not a thing. Auto-renew is not a thing. You know, we have to revisit contracts once a year. So, you know, we don't auto-renew anything. And to me, it didn't make sense that if we're in a contract, that means you don't give us new machines. Even though they've been breaking down so many times, we should get new machines if we're in a contract. So...
So where as far as the contract with this current company, where are you now, and are you able, like, you know, is it for the year? Where are you now to the point where if you want to start to negotiate a new contract with another company, do you have that option to break that
oh, yeah.
contract with this company?
Technically, the contract says within 30 days.
Okay.
But there is a clause in it as well. That we can break the contract immediately, and they have to come get their machines within 24 hours.
Okay.
And so they right control the price?
I'm sorry. Yes.
They control the price?
Yes.
So right now there's no laundry
at all?
No.
No
laundry, no drying. I got a card machine. Just took $5 out of my pocket the other day.
I didn't know that both washers were...
Yeah, so right now you guys have to go off-site.
I gotta go spend $40, $50.
For laundry.
For laundry.
Yeah, that's not...
So in the meanwhile, so that people aren't, I mean, for them to really take a look, you know, send maintenance out there to see exactly what's going on, not to fix anything, but just see the conditions or whatever's working. If it's not working, then to let the tenants know, because then, like you said, he put the card in there to get the money, and now it's not working, then he's, now he does $5, that $5,
right.
So...
No, well, if that happens, we can reimburse you.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
they give us, we purchase cards from them.
The thing that's getting me, bothering me with this, and it's basically been said, they got too much control.
Right.
On how, when they put things in there, what they're going to do. That's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You should have control. This is what I want. If you can't process it, then I have to go somewhere else.
Right.
So when these machines break down, mm-hmm. like you said, sometimes they can be fixed, but sometimes you can't just keep fixing them.
Exactly.
Get it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't have to wait to the contractor's up. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Shouldn't have to.
No.
So what I'm saying, when you get that contract, read it and tell them what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So when this come up, listen, that's a legal document.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all come get it, me, put it on the curb.
I know.
I have a question.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get acclimated here. Is it possible that the tenants that don't have like a laundry room, are they able to go to another development and utilize their laundry room with their cards? No?
They can.
Oh, none of them work?
Well,
there's been complaints.
Bowman has the best chance. Bowman has the best chance. Right now, I think there's one out. In Bowman, and there's 11 machines at Bowman, and 11 washers as well.
So the ones at Bowman,
mm-hmm.
they do have active washing machines and dryers at Bowman.
Yes.
So my question is, can the residents from Turnkey and or Dunbar, if it's applicable, go to Bowman and use their washer and dryer? The cart that Mr.
Lessener
is talking about, are they able to utilize that cart at any other developments?
Yes.
And the reason why I'm presenting that is because that can be an option for the residents until we are able to finalize and get some clarity with a new vendor for the laundry. Instead of them going out, they'll still be able to utilize something that the housing authority is offering.
I hear what you're saying. The only problem with that is timing. You're talking a whole building plus extra timing. People work. It's going to be difficult. It's another good option, but it's going to be difficult timing. Some people come in with 4 or 5 bags of laundry. You know, like where we at, it's two washers, two dryers. Like I said, ain't none of it working.
For 33 tenants, it's 2?
I'm in A building. You got A, B, and C. And if I'm not mistaken, D.
Nine apartments.
A and B and C use that one laundry room. Like I said, everything is timing.
Mm-hmm.
For us to rush down there, it's a hit or miss.
I will
are they available 24 hours? Are the laundry rooms open 24 hours or there's a time frame?
Bowman Towers is not open 24 hours, but used to be. Yeah, but Turnkey's was open 24 hours. It's not really helping now.
What's the name of the current company?
CSC, Service Works.
So it's currently out to bid, so maybe we should give them like an idea of how long that process may take. So they
yeah, So I did mention in my report, it's out to bid, and they are due back, proposals are due back October 2nd, and the resolution contracts will be given to the board at the October 19th board meeting, and get them in as soon as possible. I say November 1st, but I'd like to do it immediately the day after the meeting.
So just, you know, too bad like some of the tenants aren't here to hear that, but just to make them aware, we understand, you know, the inconvenience in regards to the laundry room. Please know that we are working to get a new company. Please bear with us, you know. And in the meanwhile, you know, just to put a note up there too, I mean, because again, putting, you know, under the impression that it might be working and then putting your card in there, spending that money, and then it's not working. I understand, you know, what you're saying as far as reimbursing, but just to put some kind of a sign up there also. That's why I was saying if somebody wanted the maintenance guys to go see if they are working, and if they're not, put a sign up there so somebody's not just going in there with their back laundry, and then it's not working.
Yeah, because what was happening with that, when you use your card in it, they didn't have to call them, they had to call the company.
Yeah, it's always the company.
It's a fight. And wait for a check.
Question for me, if now that the bid is out, what is it, CSE, you said it's a company that we have currently?
CSC.
CSC is the company. So is there obligations, has it been terminated already, or?
Not yet. I didn't want to remove, yeah, want to swap them.
So we're on like a month-to-month thing with them there?
No, it's, yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's the easy
one
to say.
Yes.
And then you were saying something about the heat and the water heater, and they're working on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's out the base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 minute it's hot and 1 minute it's cold. They said we had to have tenant cut the heater on, so something's wrong with the water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the switch or, because to me that the way it was going, it looked like it was on the timer. Get up in the morning, it's warm, come home, it's cold, and I'm up at 5 in the morning.
Janina's
out to
Robeson, right?
That's Robeson's coming September 29th.
Okay.
We signed up for a contract with them to service the boilers because the previous administration was in agreement on a on-call basis and not a service contract. So I don't know the last time that the boiler's been cleaned and serviced. When they came out to do the assessment, they said they won't really know what, they couldn't tell what the issue was just by looking at it. They would have to go in and take it out, and it might just be a cleaning, which is crazy. So, hopefully.
Yeah, at least that's in process, so at least you know where, you know, that is. Yeah.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
But in the interim, can we put some signs up at Turnkey, let the tenants know conditions of the laundry and of the water heater.
A flyer to them.
Yeah, flyer or something, so they have something, so they be aware of it.
I know that all the boilers, they should have contracts, and most of the systems in our buildings have contracts by nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know they have traps in them. Maintenance don't routinely pull the traps out of the boilers, clean them, put them up. It's as simple as that. It's like boilers, the newer boilers are small boxes, are easier. Don't think any of those are here. But you do the routine maintenance in regular buildings with all these apartments. Does maintenance do that or no? Is that strictly the company?
I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to find out and get back to you on that.
Do we have any other tenants that have questions and concerns?
A couple of tenants, Dunbar tenants at the Tuesday meeting had asked me to bring a couple of questions to the board tonight. May I do that?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of that? I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Do you have a copy of that?
She can have mine. Yes.
Yeah, I have a copy of the minutes. We're just pulling together this year because the previous tenant liaison, Mrs. Scott, has moved. So we're still working on that. My name is Beth Wugan. I'm a community advocate. A couple of things. Ms. Rewan Foxhall, the woman who has been doing the after-school program with the kids, she wants to know if it would be possible for her to sit with you so that she can give you a better feeling for both her organization and what she's been doing here and what she feels she might need or certainly let housing know about. Because simultaneously, she's working to build, to bring together the tenants here whose kids will be using the program to see what supports they can also provide. So if she can go at this from both sides, I think that would be very helpful. The one thing I did want to just make sure everybody understands is that both the program and the meal that is served at each program day are free to all of the kids. They're being supported by grants that she gets through her organization, and the kids get twice a week. Twice a week.
Good meals.
They get programs and they get a real solid dinner. And that was over the course of most of last year, and she's hoping to be able to continue that this year. One of the tenants suggested, in terms of getting numbers on the parking spaces, if it would be possible, instead of painting the numbers on the ground, especially for the upper lot, to put the numbers on the wall so that during snow season, people can find their parking spots. If that approach could be used going forward, that would be she just mentioned that would be a huge help for her. That's a small kind of thing. Another one of the tenants, Mrs. Gilman, apparently when they were doing the repairs on the back porches and doing some welding at behind her apartment, some of the sparks from the welding fell into the crawl space under her apartment and started to burn and smoke. The smoke that came through was so toxic, she and her daughter had to leave the apartment for two days, and stay in a hotel. They just couldn't breathe anymore. She also mentioned that when it gets damp down there, she can still smell that. But really what her request was when they're going to be doing this kind of work, should not there be like a project manager or somebody supervising or overseeing from the company to be available when that kind of thing happens so it doesn't get out of hand like it did there? Because apparently this was going on, whatever was smoking or there was going on for a while, so that it completely, the fumes completely occupied the apartment. And she figured that would not have happened if there'd been somebody there in an oversight position. So that was just something she was throwing out to suggest. The only other question I have is there either on the website for housing somewhere posted what the range of services that the Ross coordinator provides are? So
she had given out a flyer with her services, which I can have her, which I can post on the website.
I think that would be very, very helpful because, you know, there may be tenants who really could need some of the referrals or resources that she has that they're not aware of. I'm aware of the fact that the best way to reach her is through her email to make an appointment.
She has a cell phone number as well.
And the phone number? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we'll let people know that.
Okay. So I'll have your the answers to all of these by tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any more tenants that have questions and concerns?
Yeah, just one more thing.
Okay, Mr. Basinga.
The security cameras that's up there at 1431, are they working?
Yes.
Well, I have an issue because I'm getting woken up at 12 o'clock at night. People are hanging out in that playground and drinking and smoking. And I looked around the area and I got weeds growing around one camera. And the guys that's cutting the grass is doing a terrible job. All they're doing is weed whacking, chopping the grass up, and they boogie and they hitting the road. I don't know what y'all paying them. It's not good. It's not good. The service that they're giving is terrible. And it's like being treated by slumlords. Mm-hmm. I hate to put it out there, but that's the way it feels. And it's not right. I pay my rent. I got signs up, and ain't nothing happening. The cops, I don't even know if the cops supposed to come around or not. I don't even know if them cameras are working, but they're not being watched. From what I see. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. But that shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. We have rights. They've got them signs up there for a reason. Mm-hmm. Something's got to be done. Because the people up there, I done had to run a couple of people out there. That's not my job. When you're going to wake me up at 12 o'clock in the, at night. And then I don't speak no English. Yes, you do.
Well, when things like that happen, let the office know so we can look at the cameras, because we don't, you know, there's not a person to monitor the cameras, but if we know specifically date, time, we can go back and look that up. Thank you.
And Ernest, you were saying that weeds are growing around the camera, so where is the camera actually at?
In the lamp.
Oh, in the lamp.
It's in the lamp.
And the weeds is growing around the lamp?
Yeah, they're wrapping up in there.
Oh, okay, they're wrapping up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, okay.
I think there's two in there. There's two cameras at that side.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll make sure that gets taken care of. I'll get back to you about the people hanging out.
Do we have any other tenants that have questions or concerns? You can voice them at this time.
Well, as a commissioner and a tenant,
yeah.
I know one of the big discussion again was the stairs, and I know you said there certain things were done on there, but you know people are still concerned about the stairs themselves, especially the surfacing of it, and if I know you had spoken about it before about seeing about getting something over. That you know that main porch of the stairs, you know, so because you know if somebody falls on it, they're done. Mm-hmm. So we're just wondering if you know that's still something in play to think about as far as that's concerned.
Yes, when I went around with the architects last week on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
They started taking some measurements so we can order appropriate size coverings.
Oh, okay.
Because the way it is now, like if you put something like a rug or something, the moisture from it's going to cause the...
I see.
Right. It's going to cause it to rot away the way that the other ones did. So
yeah.
It's being worked on.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know I already put a rug.
I know you did. Now I'm kidding. No, you have to. I mean,
yeah, just to step out, you know, there.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is just the way that it was made, that the steps are made with that grated thing,
serrated,
you know, to me.
Serrated.
Yes, that God forbid if somebody or a kid or if somebody elderly with a cane or something like that, it could get stuck in there. So, I mean, it's there. The choice that was made for that type of material was definitely not something for the tenants. But anything at this point that you can do to help would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Did you have something? I know, baby, I can't see that precious angel. Get that little note.
Okay. What about smoking in the apartments? Apparently, that's a... Right. Smoke's coming into your house, your apartment.
She says smoking is coming into her apartment. Somebody is smoking next door to you?
Yes.
And it's coming into your apartment?
Yes. Mr. Rozier, correct? Right?
Your name?
Yes. All right, so I have spoken to her a couple of times, and we have sent violations. We have a smoking policy, so we follow the policy. You know, first is a verbal conversation with the complaint, and then it's a written, and then it's a housekeeping. And then they get put up for eviction. Smell right now. And we had the conversation with the neighbor. Of course, they deny it. They have been put on notice as well. And then the next option now is to go in and do the housekeeping inspection. And then if we can, it's the hardest thing to prove, you know.
If you smoke in your house, gonna smell smoke. I don't care how many people, especially if you've been doing it for a while.
It's in there. We had someone paint their walls to cover the smell when we went to do the housekeeping inspection.
Oh, wow.
So that was very strong smell.
Those are issues with people. They smell like smoke. They
all day.
Smoke outside, but the smoke, so you can't, it's hard to prove unless you catch it.
We have to catch them in the act.
Yeah, you could smoke outside and the smell would be.
But you know, we continue to do what we can do.
No, I'm saying
based on the policy,
if they go to the park or wherever, they go to their friend's house and smoke too much, and then they come home and that smell is still on them. And it's hard to prove that they are doing it in their house just because of the smell on their clothes.
But you can smoke outside. I think there's a designated area.
20 feet from the building.
From your apartment, you can smoke.
So if they're smoking like that and they're all around, they smoke with friends or whatever, and they go in the house, it smells like smoke still, but it's hard to prove that they're smoking at that moment in the house.
And photos that were submitted of inside.
She's smoking in the house.
In the house.
He said she's looking at
the
house, yeah.
Because even the photos of the person outside of the house that were not 20 feet from the building, that were not, they have been put into record as well. So all the information that we're getting, you know, will just help.
She don't care what you think.
I know, but she will.
He said it's been going on for 10 years?
She did it. It's been 10 years and it's been smoking since the policy stepped in.
Yeah.
So now, since Janine has been taking over, things are going to be a little different. So she's going to follow up with everything that you said, take all your. Everything that you gave her into consideration and move forward with the necessary steps. Okay.
No. Yeah, it's a shame.
The tenants on both sides for her.
She's aware of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she has to follow the procedures in place. You can't just give an eviction notice because she said she smokes. It's steps that she has to take in order to do it correctly, because we don't want a lawsuit for anything. So she is going to follow the necessary steps that it is to help.
I'll defer them to go to their apartment. She's got two dogs, one bites.
Two dogs and dogs.
And she said one bites.
All one bites.
Yeah, a couple of people. You can have a dog. To me, I would think that was the worst policy put in place. Because they don't just have, you can have like, I think, what, 10 pounds or something like that, as far as 20 pounds, whatever. But it's supposed to
just
be
no
a little
pitbulls.
Dog, but people walking around with wolves, I'm sorry. Yeah, seriously, I'm just saying, they walk around with big dogs, and two or three of them,
So with all the questions and concerns.
I'm sorry, did you guys have
questions and concerns?
Don't be scared, baby. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I just, with my uncle, we do like the soccer league. And we're doing it at Kylie Center. So we're just wondering if we can do it again this year, if it's possible.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
My name is Simon, and thank you for inviting the mayor.
Yes.
She's my representative for Copa Pixie, and she's giving more details.
Awesome. So we were talking a little bit about in the email of maybe inviting the residents of the Housing Authority, the youth of the Housing Authority, to your soccer program.
Mm-hmm.
So could you let us know, like, you know, when registration starts and all that stuff? How would that work?
First, we want to like see when like we could start with you, like when mm-hmm. like the dates are available, so we could set the like a starting date. And you say like the youth, right? Like
mm-hmm.
kids. Like what ages are they? Like,
I mean,
well,
what
ages,
do you offer?
What ages are you offering as far as?
It really depends on how many like kids, like in which age range you are. Like, so we can set up like the groups and like the teams.
So maybe we can set something up just to send a flyer around if interested.
If anybody's interested.
You know.
When are you guys looking to start the?
November, if possible.
Yeah, that was no problem. Yeah. I just, the same things that I asked for the last time, the insurance and stuff. I have to look at what I had from before because the insurance that I have might be the same thing. So. Yeah.
Is there a charge to be part of the league? Is there a cost?
Yes, we do charge. It's mostly just like, so it could be like the prize at the end, like the trophies and the medals, and like, also we have to also pay the referees and all that.
Like a contribution.
Yeah.
Or a donation almost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Is it like a set fee or?
We could give a discounted price. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, so just to more or less talk to you about it. And are there other, because I'm not sure when you were actually doing it, is there other programs going on within the Kylie Center that would conflict with them trying to do the practice? Is anything?
No, I mean, the city of Peekskill has their programs as well, but they worked with them last year. They split the gym and. They have a successful program, but I know that one of Ms. Taylor had said at one of the meetings,
yes,
you know, when the soccer program came up again, if it can be offered to the youth of the Housing Authority.
Yeah, someone came by the gym last year. She also mentioned it, that she also like could also do like women's team. So she was also saying that too. I think she could have a women's team.
So if you get enough people together for a team, you would be willing to expand? Like say the women tenants want to form a team.
Yeah, we could do that.
We get enough tenants together, we could form a team.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can think about possibly having the Housing Authority do scholarships for that.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Great.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to make sure, my last thing I just want to mention, fix your face, girl, because you don't want to set us up to go there, to go to the ribbon cutting of the new apartment. It was really nice,
very
right?
Nice. Yep. Yes,
there.
It was.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
Very, very nice, and we were able to go up. I don't know if you got a chance to, but I did finally go up to go take a look at the apartment.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I took the tour.
I went to that apartment 505 looking over the river. it was nice. I mean, the gym, I don't want to throw it out there, Ernest, laundry room.
I like the gym more.
Right? But it was very nice, very, very nice. So I just want to put that out that we did go and it was nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Did a good job.
Right. Nice meeting. It's now 8:41. I would like to have a motion to adjourn the Peekskill Housing Authority meeting.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The meeting has been adjourned. See you guys next month at Bowman Towers.